Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flora. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, a weekend of some highlights, CIA, Citizenship in Action, I suppose, on the weekend. So we'll let you give us the recap.
Yes, so we took six youth from Frontier Extension District up to Topeka at the State House in an event we call CIA, or Citizenship in Action. And the kids went up there, and it's all very legislator experiential learning based. So they get to they get assigned a committee, and they get a bill that they get to debate. Then in the evening, they get to have some etiquette dinner with their legislators. We bring the legislators in, they eat dinner with them. So it's a very professional setting that they get to sit down, talk with their legislators, have conversations, learn the proper do's and don'ts when you're at a professional dinner, which I think is really great for them. And then that evening, I think this is so cool. We've been told we're one of the only organizations that get to do this. We get to go into the Capitol that evening. The kids get divided into the House and the Senate, and they actually get to debate a bill, sit in the legislators' chairs, and get to debate a bill on the floors of the Senate and the House. And so this year they debated, should cell phones be allowed in school, which actually is a current bill up at our legislators right now. And what better minds to get on this topic than our youth? And I think they have a lot to say around this. And so I was so proud of each one of our youth. They stood up and gave their perspective, which I think can be very scary and intimidating. So I'm so glad and proud of them that they stood up and let their voice be heard. They then got to, after that, on Sunday, on Monday, they actually got to see the House debate the bill in person, too, as well. And I guess it's actually under amendment right now. So it was tabled, and they're working on some amendments to the bill. But anyways, what a cool experience, right, Blake, to go and see, you know, I think when you talk about our legislators and how a bill becomes law, seeing it in action really helps connect those dots. My dad always uses the turn of phrase, this is how the sausage is made. You know, and I think it's not always pretty, but we still have a very open system where everybody can voice their opinion, and I'm so glad our youth are able to stand up there and learn that system, because I think it's really important for them to understand. So I just wanted to share some of the highlights and give a shout-out to all those kiddos that went, that took the time to go up there and on their Valentine's Day weekend, President Day weekend, and get that learning opportunity. So it is springtime. I feel like spring is here, Blake, so make sure to just a shout-out to all my 4-H'ers as I wrap up here this morning. There's really important dates coming up that you need to be paying attention to. We've got weigh-in coming up here March 1. We've got club days coming up here February 28th. So the spring is a bustle, and let us know if you have any questions, and we're here to always help. So thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, the weather definitely says spring for sure, and a very poignant weekend as well with it being President's Day. Chance to go up there and, again, see how the sausage is made. That's a lot of fun and a lot of big opportunities. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal.